Hey, 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 this is your happiness coach, Kenesha Terrell. And today I want to have a conversation with you about the fear of success. And I think a lot of people don't realize that there is a such thing as the fear of success. I know for a long time, I didn't realize it either. You know, I had heard of the fear of failure, and I knew that, got to stay hydrated. But I had knew that the fear of failure was like very real and very common. But I wasn't so aware of the fear of success. And you could actually have the fear of failure and the fear of success at the same time. And they both are very real. But today I want to talk about the fear of success. And for a very long time, I have feared success. And I actually still do fear success from time to time. And what my fear of success actually is it's the fear of the disruption that success is going to cause in my life. And I think for each and every person, they fear success for a different reason. Like somebody who's shy, they may fear success because being successful means that they will be in the spotlight. Or, you know, being successful may mean that they have to stand in their greatness. But for me, success has always caused a disruption. Because of the life that I lived as a child, with my parents' addiction and, you know, being abandoned and all of those different things, I had to always be very determined. And determination is one of my assets. And my determination caused me to, and my lack of support caused me to have to work when other people were playing, like at ages that, you know, people were just being teenagers and living their life and going this place and doing that and hanging out, I was the person who had to work. And a lot of people did not, they looked at me like, oh, she thinks she's better, or she thinks she's too good to hang out with us, or, you know, I might couldn't hang out late because I'd have to get up and go to work. And it's like, she thinks she's too good. And it never really was that I thought I was too good. It was that this is what I had to do. I didn't have the luxury of playing or hanging out because I just didn't have that support. And it was very isolating and very painful and very hurtful because I wanted to hang out and I wanted to, you know, be able to stay up and till 2 o'clock in the morning and play cards or whatever everybody was doing. I wanted to do those things, but yet I was being isolated because I couldn't. And it's like, no, I want to be your friend, you know? And already being, I was already isolated, you know, from my parents. And then oftentimes I'd be isolated from friendships. And so I've carried, and this has happened, you know, over and over and over again in my life. And so I've carried around this fear of success because success has always meant envy and jealousy for me. It's always meant isolation. It's always meant being alone. And it just doesn't feel good, right? And so I just kind of wanted to record this short podcast to anyone who doesn't know that the fear of success is very real. And then to kind of just get you thinking, like, do you have a fear of success? And if you have a fear of success, what about success scares you? Because yours may not be the same as mine. It may not be a fear of isolation or envy or jealousy. It may be something else, you know? And the other thing for me is it's the disruption that happens in my life. And I am a very community person. Like, I love community. I love family. I love spending time with my friends. Very much I can't even say the word right now. Introvert and extrovert. I'm very extroverted. I love having people over, and I love hanging out and all of those different things. And so isolation is actually kind of difficult for me. Although I can be in that place, it's just not, I would much rather be in and around community. And so what is it about success that possibly scares you? What does success mean and symbolize? What does success trigger for you? Does it bring up a memory that you've, you know, of a time in your life or something that you once experienced? And then I also want to bring to your attention that if you are allowing the fear of success to stop you, you're essentially sacrificing your dream. You're sacrificing your authenticity because your dream is a part of the authentic you. And you're sacrificing yourself. And a lot of times, fear is merely an illusion. It is merely an illusion. And sometimes, you know, the thing that we're afraid of is real. But oftentimes, once we do the thing that we are afraid to do, we realize that our fear was much greater than what actually happened. So I hope this podcast was encouraging. I hope that it was enlightening. I hope that it was thought-provoking. And leave me a comment. Let me know, what is it? Do you have a fear of success? And if so, what is it about success that scares you? Alrighty. I love you. I love you. I love you. Make it a great day. Mwah!